Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Political story now. Soren Dayton joins us, Republican activist, consultant, and co-founder of the blog TheNextRight.com. Dayton also worked for John McCain's presidential campaign a few years back. From Arlington, Virginia, good morning, Soren.
Good morning.
So later today, the Republicans are going to unveil in Sterling, Virginia. I guess they've found some photo op hardware store location to unveil something called the Pledge for America, a pledge to America for the campaign this fall. Is that right? This feels a little bit to me, and forgive me if I'm not giving it as much respect as I ought to, like returning to the Contract to America playbook, almost literally, but just changing a word.
I'm not sure that's entirely fair. You know, the Democrats rolled out in 2006 when they took the House a similar package. This is what you do when you don't have the White House and you have an important change election. It's drawing a clear line in the sand. This is what we would do in office. You know, this is what the other guys are doing, and it's trying to make a clear break between the parties, a clear battle over what this election is about. And so, sure, you can say this is a replay of that strategy, but it's also a replay of what the Dems did in 06.
And taking old pages from old political books is a bipartisan initiative, I would say, for politicians in Washington, that's for sure. But Soren Dayton, what is in this A Pledge to America? And while the Contract with America worked very, very well in 94, by 96, its impact seemed to be waning. How do you prevent that?
Okay, well, I think the key things here are, one, there's a variety of proposals about things to get jobs started, because obviously what the American people care about right now is unemployment and the fact that, as somebody said nicely at a town hall with the president a couple of days ago, you know, where is the American dream? Where is the hope about where things are, you know, where things are going at any end of the age and income spectrum?
Right. So this focuses on tax cuts. It focuses on repeal of health care. It mentions the job economy and canceling stimulus spending to keep the deficit down. Does this embrace the Tea Party, this message, or does it distinguish itself from the Tea Party?
I think neither is probably the best answer. What it does is this is about the sort of center of gravity of the Republican caucus in the House and what they think they can push through quickly. I think some of the Tea Party guys are much more concerned about some long-term things like long-term spending issues, long-term fiscal issues. You know, the stuff about repealing or the stuff about taking back the TARP money. Well, at this point, almost all the money that's been spent and has come back via, you know, say the first $350 billion from that, you know, that's done. TARP has succeeded, and the money out there is just being raided to fund other programs, like the auto bailout and things like that.
Certainly, some of the arguments that we're going to be hearing later today, the rollout will take place this afternoon in Sterling, Virginia. It's called A Pledge to America, 16 years after the Contract with America, the GOP's mission to retake the House in the fall election. Soren Dayton, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Republican activist, consultant, and co-founder of the blog, TheNextRight.com.